According to the new document, a hukou is a basic right for all citizens since it's linked with social welfare as well as a variety of other rights, thus it should be protected. The guidelines require the improvement on current household registration policies, including the elimination of the restrictions on citizens' rights to a hukou. Huang Shuanquan, Vice Head of the Security Administration Bureau of China's Ministry of Public Security, says the document clarified two bottom lines which cannot be negotiated.
For local authorities or specific government departments, they should immediately start to revise relevant policies on household registration and abolish those that obstruct citizens' access to a hukou. This is our first bottom line. The second one is that the legal rights of citizens to register for a hukou should always be protected and never be violated under any circumstances.
Unregistered citizens in China, also known as the black population, include those born illegally under the one-child policy. Local authorities may have refused to register children born in breach of the family planning policy, or parents of such children may have not registered them out of fear of punishment. The black population also includes people without a birth certificate, children born out of wedlock, orphans adopted outside the official system, and people pronounced missing or dead. Huan noted that they will open green channels thus to improve the efficiency of their work.
We will assign specific police staff who are familiar with household registration systems to handle citizens' applications. If an applicant brings complete reference files and meets all the demands, the police will handle his or her application right on the spot. Otherwise, the applicant will be immediately informed with the materials he or she still lacks.
The public security authorities will later launch an investigation into each specific situation regarding whether the local citizens are legally registered or not. Meantime, one of the new document's highlights is that it also rules out helping those children under a de facto adoption, meaning they are adopted without required registration but already live as foster children of their adopters. Without a hukou, these kids encounter a series of obstacles while applying medical or educational welfare. Gan Weiwei from China's Ministry of Civil Affairs says the new document could be quite beneficial to those children.
I think the release of this new guideline could effectively solve those children's problems brought by a lack of legal household registration. For them, it's a good news. The Ministry of Civil Affairs will further cooperate with other relevant departments to solve their issues.
According to the National Population Census in 2010, there are 30 million unregistered people in China, accounting for 1% of its population. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.